To the Rambam, can we identify shitos that would indicate that there really is no mitzvah of Bezdin in the Chutz Laaretz? And it seems like we have three, the Sforno, the Meiri, and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, though, I think it's a little bit of a hedge. I'm not 1,000% sure what to make of it because of the Bechol Makom V'Makom difficulty. It strikes me that what he's trying to say is that, yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa when there's smicha. In Chutz Laaretz, there's never going to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, but there's this like meta obligation to have a way of resolving disputes, and you should get the religious exemplars of the community, the tovim, shebecholir, that are going to be, you know, good religious examples, and they're going to be rodef shalom, and they're going to teach other people what the halachos are, and it's really important for spiritual continuity in the community. That's the way that it seemed to be, but I find it to be a difficult sefer achinuch, you know, from every perspective. Interesting, the note about the Sforno, which I wanted to reiterate, is that you don't even have a havamina in real Chutz Laaretz. The only havamina is, you know, that in places that you would conquer, like Kibush Yachid, like Surya or Aram Tzova, so that's where you have an obligation of setting up Bate Din, Palachim, Palachim, right? You know, that was the havamina. But we don't accept that, and, you know, we understand that there really is no such obligation because ultimately you conquered it. It wasn't given to your Shvatim. So some of us were talking about it afterwards, like, what is it really that the Sforno is after? Is it the question of being a minority population? Is the question that the fact that you don't have sovereignty anyway? So what difference would it make? I don't know. It's hard for me to say. You know, what was driving him, that you'd only really consider in a place that was under Jewish control. Is it a practical matter? Is it something more than that? I think that's a very good question. I myself am not really sure what to make of that. The Meiri, again, is very clear. He says, you know, we don't really believe that there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa in Chutz Laaretz. And again, it's significant because the Meiri, like the Sefer HaChinuch, is generally very highly influenced by the Rambam. I'm not backing off of our approach to the Rambam. I really think the Rambam thought it was Palachim, Palachim, like Bnei Noach. But, you know, this, like I said, it really motivated Rabbi Yerucham Fischel Perlo to say, oh, the Rambam doesn't believe in a mitzvah d'oraisa and Chutz Laaretz. And then the one last shita we had was the Ritva, which might be related to Katie's point of view. Or the Ritva is saying, look, in Chutz Laaretz, it's a Yat HaMoshiv B'chol Ir Va'ir, just means that you don't really have to. I don't get the impression that he thinks it's something that you should do, a kiyum, but certainly he thinks it's something that you could do. Anyway, speaking of the Ritva, which is what we're going to quickly go over, so yeah, this Gemara in Makos and Daf Zayin about, you know, fugitives from justice and how we would handle such cases, a little bit of a difficult thing to deal with, because on the one hand, we don't want to incentivize the process. On the other hand, there really does have to be due process. How do we even know that this guy had a trial beforehand? So you need some kind of edim to come along. The Rambam will say, if it's not Ritzicha, then you need the edim harishonim. We're going to really insist on that metric. But be that as it may, the Gemara introduces two distinctions. The question is, what do they have to do with each other? One of them is Oso Bezdin versus Bezdin Acher. And the other distinction is Chutz Laaretz versus Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam said, look, both of these distinctions are going to be relevant. In other words, we're not turning our back on the Oso Bezdin versus Bezdin Acher. So if you have a situation where the, you know, Beth Din of America becomes the Beth Din of Jerusalem, you know, we should live to see the day, you know, and whatever it was, they handled some kind of a capital case in Fifth Avenue, and then they go reconstitute themselves in, you know, Sanhedrin or Chevet or whatever it is. So the Rambam will say, yeah, I don't know, it was Rabbi Willig in New York, it was Rabbi Willig here, so, you know, no new trials, sorry. That was the Rambam's approach. The Ritva seemed to take those two ideas apart, right? And he said, right, you know, what the Gemara meant when it said, Be'oso HaBezdin wasn't meant to incorporate Barach Mechutz Laaretz Arsol. It was the other direction. So does anybody remember his lumdus? How did he prove that, that was a case where you went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz that we really see it as Oso HaBezdin? That's his lumdus of Shlichusayhu Kavdina. Yeah, it's not really a separate Bezdin because they don't have any independent status in their own right. They're just like, you know, extensions of whatever's going on in Eretz Yisrael. But in the opposite direction, that's the real McCoy, right? So we would say almost by definition that you're entitled to a new trial. It's like the Makom HaMishpat, you know, the Schus of the Eretz Yisrael is Matzil. So the Ritva seems to think that this distinction between Oso HaBezdin and Bezdin Acher right, is sublimated to the bigger distinction between Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael, which is a really fascinating way of thinking about Shlichus, because if you recall, when we first started this week, we talked a lot about how, presumably, it's not real Shlichus, right? Because if it's real Shlichus, then you need a relationship, you need a, you know, some communication between the Mishaleach and the Shaliach, right? You can't just say we're generally acting in accordance with what they're, what we believe they would support, what we think that, you know, they would want from us. How does even, you know, Shlichus Dekamai make sense? That situation where the Mishaleach never once interacted with the Shaliach. Yeah, Ariel, go ahead. Yeah, what you're saying makes sense. You know, the only thing is the Ritva makes a certain assumption, and then I'll try to, you know, explain why I think it's reasonable to make the assumption. He says that, you know, within Eretz Yisrael, it's all like one extended network. Okay. Now, why does it make sense to say that? Well, if you believe that Eretz Yisrael is the Makom HaMishpat, so then we believe that whatever, I'm not going to speak in metaphysical terms over here, but whatever advantages Eretz Yisrael confers on the process of din, he was already entitled to. So you can't say that, oh, he was really denied the best trial possible. I don't think you can say such a thing under the circumstances. So this, reflects a very profound, qualitative breakthrough point in the sugya. Because now we're saying it's not just, again, that in Eretz Yisrael there are two dinim within dinim, that we want civilization, we don't want anarchy, and we want to channel the Shekhinah. But what we're really saying is that apples to apples, if you're comparing the same fact factor pattern, the same nidon, the same defendant, you know, that Eretz Yisrael is just a superior makom hamishpat. That's an amazing idea, and due process would require us to allow this person to have a new hearing. It changes the status of the best in itself. So that, I think, is quite an amazing idea. Again, for the Rambam, the only limit is Oso HaBezdin, and that's not a trivial point, but even the Rambam would agree in principle that Eretz Yisrael itself, you know, gives one the right, the privilege of having, you know, a new hearing. Okay, so that leads us to, you know, our final part of this is something that I really like to do, and like I said on Monday, you know, is really my goal this week, which is to try to extirpate what I consider to be a very dangerous notion that the primary distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz are the mitzvos hatzluyos ba'aretz, you know, Kedushas Karka. Kedushas Karka is very important. Truma is very important. Meiser is very important. Bikurim are very important. Shtei Halechem is very important. Omer is very important. Shavias is very important. Yovel is very important. Tchala is very important. Together, all of these things are really important. But at the same time, that's not really the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. That's a subcategory of the distinction. What we're getting at is that Eretz Yisrael is the place where we can actually experience a direct Hashras HaShchina. Kimi Sheyesh Lo Eloah. And Mishpat is a big part of that. So let me just try to prove this through a variety of different halachos that literally have nothing to do with agriculture. Okay, and yet they are very much, you know, dinim in Eretz Yisrael of the ilk of the, you know, Gemara Makos on Daf Zayin. So let me try to establish the bona fides in that regard. Aviad Sar Shalom, otherwise known as Emmanuel. So saith the Navi Yeshayahu. Yeled yulad lanu ben italanu v'karat shemo Immanuel aviad sar shalom l'marbe hamisrau l'shalom in kates. You will bring in an era, you will usher in an era of endless peace. Okay, so what's happening here? What are you not supposed to do?
You shouldn't like go beyond the original borders of
right. So
you shouldn't like expand there as well.
Right. Well, okay. So let's say you're on the east side over there of 86th and West End, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So right across the street, they've got that building, you know, with all of the, it's like the Orthodox building on the other side of 86th and West End.
Yeah.
I remember when it went up, you know, they have all these, you know, it's designed for Orthodox usage. Yeah, the whole thing. So, you decide, you know, you're going to start, you know, moving in on them. You say, these people don't really exist. This isn't a real building. You know, what kind of country is Ukraine anyway? So you're going to start moving in on them, and you're going to start encroaching. You know, you'll take a province, or two. First, you'll move into the middle of the street. Then you'll take their garage. Then, you know, you'll take the Shabbos elevator, and pretty soon, you know, they'll have nothing left. So you're not allowed to encroach on somebody else's property. So you would say, well, yeah, of course, because that's Geneva. And if you do it brazenly, if you do it openly, it's Gzela. Right? So what do you mean? What's the unique Isser here? Lo sasi gevul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim. So Rashi comments about this and says, yeah, no, it's true. It depends where it's happening. If it's happening on 86th Street, Taka, it really is Geneva or Gzela. But So would that be true on 86th Street? You violate two distinct lavin? Okay, so how do you make any sense of this? So what's going on? We're not talking about Kedushas Shvius. We're not talking about Trumos and Maestros. So what's happening here? We're saying it's the same act. You're stealing somebody's property in Tel Aviv versus 86th Street. So
there's an added sort of,
So put it in terms of lambdas. I just want you to sharpen in terms of lambdas. Use the terms of risk to explain what apparently the halacha reflects. So it's the same act. So there's a universal machayev, whether, again, you're in New York, Israel, or the moon, which is a din Geneva or Gizela, right? Then there's a second Isser. How would you define that Isser? What would we call it? Right, we want to be careful about that language, because Tulia Ba'aretz, sometimes, you know, we think about that as a product of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think this is a din Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, not the sanctity of the land, but
you're kind of like exercising your own will over how you treat it, how you treat the physical land, right? So,
right, so the Mechayiv is
the actual plan.
With respect to,
like, the stakes are higher now, so Isser is magnified.
Right, but here we're adding, we're saying that's true, but here we're saying you're adding a second shame Isser. So, yeah, Avi, what...
kind of stealing their land that Hashem gave to them?
Ah, so I would say that's exactly right. If you read the Pasuk, B'nach l'scha asher tinchal ba'aretz asher Hashem b'kecha nosein l'cha l'rishta, I think the second mechayiv is being soser nachalas Hashem. That's my formulation, right? That God divided up the nachalos in a certain way within Eretz Yisrael, and you're... stealing is bad enough wherever you are, right? It's Parshas Noach, l'nechtam gzar din shel dor ha'mabul, El Ala Gezel, Sanhedrin Kufches. But there's an additional component, which is assaulting the boundaries of Nachala in Eretz Hashem. Yeah.
But why does that change if you're living, if you're not living in Eretz Yisrael, you're still technically stealing?
You are, definitely. You're violating Isser Daraisa. It's bad enough. You're a criminal. You're subject to a lav, right? It's you know, you have to return it. It's a very bad thing, no matter where you are. But Eretz Yisrael, it's even worse. Now again, this has nothing to do with Truma, with Meiser, with Shvius, with Yovel, with Chala. Nothing. This is an agricultural halacha. This is a halacha that relates to Choshen Mishpat. But stealing property in Eretz Yisrael is a quantitatively and qualitatively worse violation. You're so sere, as I call it, Nachalas Hashem. I'll give you another one. Again, having nothing to do with Kedushas HaKarka. All right, so Emmanuel, go ahead. Okay, so again, what's the basic situation that's going on here?
Is it somebody dies in a tree?
Well, they're dead in a tree. They died before they got up there. Yeah, Shimon?
The Bezdin kills them, and then they hang him, but they can't leave him there overnight.
Right, so there's a halacha of Tliya that only applies to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or Mevarchei Hashem, Belashon Sagi Nahor. So machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, whether Kalan Iskalim Nitlin or only these two who are like the worst of the worst. So in any event, all right. So you have this individual, and the Torah says Lo Sala Nivlaso Al Ha'etz, that you're not allowed to leave him overnight, right? Lina Ki Kavor Tikberenu Bayomahu, you have to bury him right away, right? Velo Sitameh Sad Mascha Sher Shemokecha No sein lecha l'rishta, so that we shall not contaminate the land. It sounds like a descriptive thing. The Ramban, though, disagreed. Okay, so Emmanuel. In other words, the rationale, she'im kein yeh mutar b'chutz l'aretz. Aval hu lahav sheni. Wow. V'inei amalin atalei afilu hameis. Ba'aretz over b'shnei lavin v'asei v'chutz la'aretz b'asei v'lo sasei achad shulamid minataloi kasher pirashti, etc. So the Ramban says a person who, for no good reason, now again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, amazing. Memvav. Okay? The Gemara says that we are malin es hameis l'chvodo l'havilo arino tachrichin, so that we could bury a person properly. Probably, you know, you guys have some exposure to the idea that sometimes we'll wait until the next day so that family that can travel in would travel in. You know, modern travel has made that possible. It used to be if somebody died, it would take, you know, 3 weeks for a relative to get there. Nobody was going to wait 3 weeks. So anyway, if you wait for no good reason, letzareinu harav, there are people who are insensitive to this. A rabbi's job is, you have to be Mizari's people. It's a very important halacha. You have to say, no, you have to bury as soon as possible, within reason, to make every effort. So it's an issur d'oraisa. It's a terrible thing. And you're mevatel and asei. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban thinks that there are two lavin. One of them is an issur halanas hameis. One of them is an issur of tumas ha'aretz. It's exactly in parallel to what we saw by lo sasi gibul re'acha. This has nothing to do with Truma, Meiser, Shvius, Yovel, Chala, nothing. It has everything to do with the Eretz HaShechina. Disrespecting Salam Mokim and ourselves is far worse. Being Soser, the boundaries of Nachlas Hashem, is far worse. So that's an amazing concept. Again, we labor under this misconception that, you know, Eretz Yisrael, so that's where you can bring the Korban Omer from. That's where you bring the Korban Shtei Alechem from. That's where you can bring Bikurim from. That's true, but that's a symptom. That's not the essential point. The essential point is Eretz Hashem. So small wonder then that it's Bechol Plach, Plach, Bechol Ir, Vo'ir. Just to, you know, hammer the point home, I think it's very clear, but Emmanuel, let's go for the hat trick. This is the third instance. Okay, this is the mitzvah of Gerushin. So you're not allowed to, this is an Isser of Machzer Grushasa, right? Once she's been married to somebody else, you can't remarry her, right? Obviously, Kohen can never be Machzer Grushasa, you know, Mikol Vakol. So the Sifrei points out here, V'lo Sachti Esa'aretz L'Hazir Bezdin Al-Kach, that Bezdin within Eretz Yisrael has a special responsibility to ensure that standards are being observed, because Machzor Grushaso is obviously a lav, whether you're in Israel, Japan, the moon, New York, right? It's always aser. But Lo Sachti Asaretz, causing chait to defile the land, that is limited to the Nachalas Hashem, and therefore there's a special chiyuv on Bezdin within that framework. So, essentially, right, what we saw at the very beginning when we said Leman Tichyav Yerashar Asaretz Asher Hashem Bokechan Osein Lecha Nachala by Shovtim Veshotrim didn't make it a mitzvah Hatluya Baaretz necessarily, unless you want to go with the Sfarno and the Sefer Achinoch and the Meiri, but we can all agree that Mishpat has special meaning within Eretz Yisrael, just like Lo Sasi Gvul Re'acha is especially grave, or Halana Sameis is especially grave, or Machzir Grushaso is uniquely bad within Eretz Yisrael, right? It triggers a certain kind of Tumas or Chet Ha'aretz. Now, the inverse, of course, is also true. If you look in Sefer Dvarim, when the Torah tells us that we have to make sure to conduct ourselves with absolute integrity, Evan Shlema Vatzedek Yelach, Eifa Shlema Vatzedek Yelach, Leman Yarichu Yamechal Hadama, Asher Adonai Elohecha No Sein Lach, that acting with tzedek, acting with honesty, is the way that Klal Yisrael will remain in Eretz Yisrael. What does that KD just remind us of? Kedai hu minoi hadayanim, right? Lahoshiv es Yisrael al admasan, that same sifrei that we started with. So I wanted to suggest that the truth is that this really goes all the way back to what we're going to get to, just in the Parshios, very soon, that Avram Avinu's claim to Eretz Yisrael, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to inform him what's going on in Sodom. What does the Torah identify as Avram Avinu's claim to Eretz Yisrael? What's it rooted in? Tzedek and Mishpat, right? Ki yedatev l'man asher yitzavez banav es beso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedakah u'mishpat. Tzedek and Mishpat are Avram's kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. Lo yafeli la'asos davar zeh shalom idaito ani nasati lo sa'arz hazos v'chamisha krachin halalu shalohein. Why are they Avram's? Why is Avram unique? Why does Avram get Eretz Yisrael? For one reason. Because Avram is totally committed to Tzedek and to Mishpat. The antithesis, of course, of this was Anshei Sodom, Ra'im V'chata'im La'Hashem Ma'od, right? Ra'al Shamayim U'ra'al L'Brios. So you have the Psukim in Yeshayahu, which are definitely the most famous ones in Tanakh, that say everything that we've been trying to say this week. That Eretz Yisrael has a unique sensitivity to Mishpat, because it's the channeling grounds for Hashras Hashchina. Okay, so Emmanuel, why don't you do the honors, and you'll just see it jumping off the page, you know, how Tzedek and Mishpat are totally essential to our national conception and to, you know, our rights, our title to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Emmanuel, go ahead. Oh, no, this is, we're just moving ahead to Yeshayahu, 30-second source. So if we're being called Sodom and Amorah, that's a bad sign in terms of, you know, our Tzedek and Mishpat credentials. We should stop behaving so terribly. Limdu heitev, learn well. Dirshu Mishpat, seek out justice. Ashru chamotz, right? Champion the oppressed. Shiftu yasom. Rivu Almana. It's a halacha. Some of you in the Rambam Mechabura, the Rambam was Mechadish based on this pasuk, that if you have multiple dinim in front of you, a yasum, din yasum actually goes before the din Almana, Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Sanhedrin, halacha Vav. Okay? Lichu navni vachayu mar Adonai, miuchateichem kashanim, kashela gelbinu, they will be white, im yadimu chatola, if they were red, katzemer yiyu, im tavu shmatem tuva aretz tochelu, you'll merit Eretz Yisrael. V'im tamilanu m'risem cherev tuklu ki pi Adonai dibir. Eicha ha'isal zonah kirya nemanah mileti mishpat tzedek yalin ba tamiratzchin. You've gone from being the paragons of tzedek and mishpat to murderers. Kaspecha yal sigim savich mahul b'mayim. You're involved in currency fraud, right? Kaspecha yal sigim. instead of, you know, proper currency, you have, you know, it's not really silver, you've got aluminum in there, you've got all kinds of, you know, alloys, saveich, mahul bamayim, instead of wine, right, you've diluted it with water. It's not really wine, you know, you're selling something under the guise that it's wine, and it's really, you know, not. Sarayich sorim v'chavrei ganavim. Your leaders are a bunch of gangsters. Chavrei ganavim kulov shochad v'odev shalmonim. They chase after bribes. Yasam lo yishpotu v'rivam manala yavo alihem. They care nothing for a yasam namana. Okay, so what's the road back? Clearly, the critique of Klal Yisrael pre churban is tzedek and mishpat. So how can we, like, you know, claw our way back? Right, so go ahead, Emmanuel. Lachain. Hoy. God says, I will avenge myself on my enemies. What does that mean? I will turn back to you. Vetzrof kabor sigayach. I will purify your alloys. Vasira kol bdilayach. I'll remove any impurities. Spiritually speaking. Vashiva, how will this be done? Through the restitution of what's going to be the essential part of the process of the redemption, what needs to happen? We have to have the reconstitution of our shoftim. This will sound very familiar to a petition that all of you recite thrice daily. Hashiva shofteinu kivarishonav, yotzeinu kivatchila. It may sound familiar from your morning, afternoon, evening petition. So this comes from the language of Yeshayahu. V'ashiva shavtayich v'arishonav yotzayich v'atchila acharei chen ikari lach ir hatzedek kirya ne'emana. Right? And only after that will you be restored to your status. What comes after the bracha of Hashiva shavtenu? Right? That was added in, and then we go to, right? And then conclude with Yerushalayim, some machtav. This led the Rambam, by the way. Well, one more pasuk, then I'll talk about the Rambam. So only through tzedek and mishpat can we reclaim Tzion. This is what we said to beginning. This is what we said at the beginning of the week. Kedai hu mitzvahs minoy dayanim aksherim lehoshev es Yisrael al masan. And if we suffer galus, you know what the road back is? Getting in the proper shoftim. You need the right rabbinic leadership. And they'll guide the people to keep the Torah and the mitzvos, not to steal anymore. And then we'll have the right to live in the Eretz HaShechina. So the Rambam said, this is my proof that smicha has to be restored. Right? The Rambam's chiddush ha-smicha, the idea that there has to be a mechanism once the chain is broken to reconstitute it. So the Rambam says, how do I know? Because we believe in geula. But the only way that geula can happen is if we have shoftim. To have shoftim, we need musmachim. So anybody know what did the Rambam say? So how do we figure out, how could we reconstitute smicha? What are we supposed to do? Should we just ask Ari Herman to appoint a rabbi for us? What's the mechanism? So the Rambam came up with a standard that people attacked him for, but if you understand that the Rambam really knew everything, it makes perfect sense. What did the Rambam say? How are we going to regenerate smicha? Who's going to be the first musmach who can then join with other two people and create? Because all you need is one musmach to create other musmachim. So how can you generate a musmach if the chain has been broken? Doesn't it have to be ish mi pi ish? So what did the Rambam say? All of the Rabbanim have to agree, but all the Rabbanim, to what extent? Do you need the RCBC? Do you need the Vod of Riverdale? Do you need
Dr. Alice's office?
The Council of European Rabbis? I mean, who do you need? Avi?
Max Zerkovsky.
Only the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael.
Max Zerkovsky, Rabbi Finkelstein's office, please.
Of course, only the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael. People attacked the Rambam for that, and it was hard because you couldn't get people to agree anyway. Right? Everybody should agree who the Gadol Hador is. We talked about that in Hakel. It's a problem. But the point is that the Rambam says, and of course it's limited to Eretz Yisrael. Who cares about outside of Eretz Yisrael? We're talking about the Makom HaMishpat. So then, if you get everybody together in Eretz Yisrael, and you can agree that, I don't know, Rav Yosef, they tried it in the 16th century, right? They couldn't, but yeah, Rav Yosef of Cairo is the Gadol Hador, so he'll be the Mosmach, and we'll regenerate Smicha. The Rambam says, everybody else is telling me that, how do we know that we're going to get Smicha back? Well, I said, I'll tell you how I know we're going to get Smicha back, because this, read the Pesukim. V'ashiva shovtayach v'arishana v'yotzeach v'atchila acharechein yikari lach yirat tzedek kiriya nemanat siyon v'mishpat yifadeh v'shaveh b'tztaka. There has to be a mechanism for chiddush smicha. If there isn't, what are we going to be in galus forever? That can't be. That contravenes Pesukim in the Torah. So it must be that there's a mechanism, and of course it makes sense that the mechanism should be, but you're not going to have, I don't know, you're not going to, you know, put it up for a vote on Instagram. So the rabbi should decide, where do we care, which rabbi should get a vote? The rabbis of Eretz Yisrael? And that will be tantamount to smicha. This makes a lot of sense.
Is it all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael or the top
rabbis? Yeah, you know, the rabbi doesn't get into that, you know, whether you have smicha from the rabbanut or, you know, you went to Gross or something, you know, just all of the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. We'll stay out of the politics, whatever. The point is that, you know, that's the place where, you know, Mishpat is channeled. So you see it in so many different... You have the Ritvaz, you have the Gemara Makos. The Ritva is the most dramatic expression, even Ba'oso HaBezdin. But Eretz Yisrael is so the Makom HaMishpat that you're entitled to a new trial. Point number one. Point number two... Property theft in Eretz Yisrael isn't just property theft. It's Soser Nachlas Hashem. It's a second Isser Daraisa. Halanas Hameis in Eretz Yisrael isn't just Halanas Hameis. It's a second Isser Daraisa of Tumas Haaretz. Machzer Grushaso in Eretz Yisrael isn't just Machzer Grushaso. There's a separate Chiyav on Bezdin to make sure that it doesn't happen in Eretz Yisrael because you'll be Machti as Haaretz because the land can't tolerate, the land doesn't abide Arayos. As we said, Avram's kinyan, our relationship with Eretz Yisrael is promised to us, not because it was promised to us, but because it's promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're riding off their coattails. I didn't do anything to earn Eretz Yisrael. Why is it coming to us? It's coming to us because of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What did Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov do? Tzedek u'mishpat. When we get away from that, when we act like Sodom and Amorah, we get thrown out of the land. If we want to get back to the land, Sion v'mishpati padeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka. It's all very logical. So kedayu minoi dayanim haksherim lahoshev etz Yisrael al maslan. This mitzvah isn't a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, but it's a mitzvah like other mitzvos, halanas hameis, machzer grushaso, hasagas gevul. It's a mitzvah that takes on dramatically different meaning in Eretz Yisrael as the Eretz HaShechina. Certain behaviors are uniquely offensive in Eretz Yisrael. Arayos, disrespect for a dead body, theft. Certain things are uniquely offensive in Eretz Yisrael. And certain mitzvahs take on much greater meaning. Dinim outside of Eretz Yisrael is a way of preventing people from cannibalizing each other. Palachim, palachim. Dinim in Eretz Yisrael is about channeling the Shechina. Yir HaTzedek, Kirya Ne'amana. It's a much different opportunity. And therefore, the Ritva will say, maybe even if you take the same human beings, but you put them in Eretz Yisrael, you know, now that they're in the Makom HaMishpat, it's like Panim Chadashos Ba'u L'chan. It's almost like a new Bezdin. The outer-lying Shitos. I don't think this is the view of the Rambam. Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlo obviously did. But the Sefer Achinoch, the Mi'iri, the Svorno, there's no Mitzvah D'Oraisa in Chutz La'aretz. I'm saying even if you maintain that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa in Chutz La'aretz, it's still of a very different nature. Survivalist, minimalist. Sariel, go ahead. Okay. So I wanted to conclude with something that I heard. As a year younger than you guys are now, it was over 21, it was 21 years ago, from Rav Yitzchak Twersky, who some of you met last year, Hagon, or Mori Virab, usually. So he said, you know, it's really interesting, if you think about it, Perek Aleph of Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the Parshas Hadayanim. So Rav Twersky asked a very simple question. It's just so strange. This is the first topic that Moshe Rabbeinu begins Sefer Dvarim with, the Dayanim. Before the Aseres HaDibros, before Shema, before Vayayim Shamoa. It's so strange. Like, why, literally, the first thing Moshe Rabbeinu brings up, Echa Salavadit, Archem, Asachem, Virivchem. Havulachem, Anashim, Chachamim, Unvonim, Viduim, Vishivtechem, Vasimim, Viroshechem. Why is it, like, the first topic in Sefer Dvarim? Anybody want to answer? Now that you've lived the sugya, Eitan?
Because they needed to live in Eretz Yisrael.
Ah, the whole point of the speech is how do you get them into Eretz Yisrael in a stable manner? So where did Moshe choose to start? Mitzvah Shoftim. Kedayu Mitzvah Shoftim Aksherim, Dayan Aksherim, Bichtei Lahoshiv Es Yisrael Alav Masan. The Chumash always makes sense. It's only a question of whether we understand it. Such a beautiful Hayara. Moshe Rabbeinu started the speech with the whole point. He wasn't up there to, you know, give, you know, his greatest hits. He was up there to help them get into Eretz Yisrael and to stay there. So he started the speech by focusing on the Shoftim. Smart thing to do. You start with what's the point? That's the point. Okay, so let's hold it up here, give people a chance to focus on whatever aspect of Chazara. Avi's going to take the first period tomorrow. I will take the second period tomorrow. Just a little bit in terms of the format.